We're now coming to the roundup of this chapter, the summary of this chapter of the Entrepreneur Foundation. And within this chapter, if you remember, we started in the first session by asking three important questions. And it's the questions that count, isn't it? In all of the Entrepreneur Foundation, in fact, in the whole business transformation program, what I've tried to show you is it's the quality of your questions that will dig up the solutions for you and your business. And the three questions we asked ourselves at the beginning of this chapter in the first session was this: first of all, how is my business doing in relationship to its potential as a business within the environment and context it's working within? Secondly, we asked, how's my business doing in relationship to all the competitive forces around me? And thirdly, we asked, what's stopping, what's blocking me from producing superb results in both of those aspects? And then we discovered that we all knew measurements, metrics, and methods of testing those questions. And the first thing we did was looked at a very simple method, the SWOT analysis. And if you remember, here's what the SWOT analysis allowed us to see. Having understood why we use matrices and models that help us view our business in certain ways and stand back from them and get some perspective, we found that the SWOT analysis allowed us, first of all, to look at strengths. Those things at which we're superb, where we need to refocus, redirect more of our energy, time and effort towards developing and perfecting so that it magnifies its impact and its results. Secondly, we looked at those areas of business where the business really is quite vulnerable, where we're weak in certain professional and business aspects, where we either need to rethink what we're doing, or we need to channel more energy into improving that area, or we need to stop doing that area at all within our business because it's simply very weak. Then we looked at what is external to us that gave us great opportunity for change and development that we could fire our services towards, direct our energy towards, to attract quality clients and improve the relationships we have with existing clients. What is out there that is changing, that is actually a new opportunity for me to do something even better and attract even better clients? And so we need to keep those opportunities, those external forces, always on our radar, because change externally often brings up opportunity. We also looked at those Exocet missiles, if you will, those things on the horizon, those things maybe proximate to us that are threatening either the foundations and very existence of our business, or certainly threatening its success. And being constantly aware of those external forces, and indeed those internal threats, maybe the threat is us. Maybe it's the way we do business within our business. Maybe it's the way we behave. Maybe it's the way we think. Those things could be threats. So we understood all of those areas, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats, and we saw how it gave us clarity in measuring why our business was doing what it's doing and why it isn't doing or wasn't doing what it could do more effectively. What we discovered as we examined these different matrices and models of giving us business perspective, that one of the glass ceilings we often create for ourselves, one of the blocks to our progress in reaching our potential and beating the competition, was that of fear. And we examined some of the points of fear that we create for ourselves. Maybe it's fear of rejection as we reach out to a bigger market to attract better quality clients. Maybe it's fear of simply playing a bigger game, a new game. Maybe it's fear of investing in our skills and upgrading our knowledge and having to spend the time and energy doing that. Maybe it's simply fear of making the wrong decision. There are other fears that I've both experienced within my business and observed in many, many others, particularly in this profession. For example, fear of being out of control. That's a great fear. You're not quite sure what's going on. And that leads us to another fear. Fear of not understanding the external forces that are buffeting you, the forces of change within the world at large, or maybe just circling your own industry and profession. And if you don't understand those forces, then that creates fear and uncertainty within you and within your business environment. And finally, fear of success or failure itself. Almost fear of trying for something in case you fall short, and that makes you feel terrible about you and your ability and your capacity. Those fears are very real and they stop you getting to where you could be. All of the internally driven forces that I've expressed in this session, the forces of fear, can be combated, can be overcome, as long as you make an unshakable resolve, a decision to do a number of things differently. And the resolves and decisions need to be of this nature: that you take a long-term view of the future, that you stop reacting to short-term gratification, that you make a decision that whatever you thought in the past, you now think differently in the future. So whatever you've assumed is right and correct and this is how it works, you're prepared to take a completely different perspective, a completely different view in the future, and recognise new thinking is required. Also, that you don't just talk about these things that you want to change and overcome to combat your own fear, but that you write them down. They become part of your diary planning in the 3 months, the 90 days, the 6 months ahead. And finally, that you make a resolve to do those things that you've now written down that will cause you and force you to make change, overcome your fear, and move beyond your glass ceiling towards beating your competition by being different and better, and also achieving the enormous potential that is within you and within the business that you have created.